try to keep shushing as much as possible throughout the show. Be very, very quiet, if you please, because the mic's going to be open all over the place. What'd you say, Bill? 57. Stand by. We're coming up. Jackson, you want any acting shots? You've got all these characters, haven't you? Huh? Good. We'll pose the choir or anything you want. Hold it till during the interview, will you? It's a very quiet thing. Standing by, everybody. We're coming up in 1 minute. And let's move it along, and I think we can make it all okay.
At the present time, the Education Committee is composed of 26 members of this society. Chairman of this committee is Mrs. Jean Kellogg, who has held this position since August of 1949. She has been a member of the society from the time of its founding and is the mother of a palsy child. She is serving now as the Denver...
KLZ, 7:30 on a Friday, and time once again for the program that belongs to you, the people. We're going to meet another one of those people that the world really needs these days, the good neighbor, the biggest heart. The Biggest Heart is presented as a public service by Fred Ward, your Hudson dealer and distributor. And now here is Pete Smythe to tell you about tonight's person of the big heart.
Thank you, Bill. Hello, everyone. We open tonight with a quotation from a study conducted by the Denver Area Welfare Council on the Colorado Cerebral Palsy Society. During the next few minutes, we're going to go back to the bare words and statistics of that report to bring you the story of a vital personality, a valiant woman. Yes, it's a story of giving, but you can give a lot of different things, you know. You can give food to the hungry or clothing to the unclothed. But Jean Kellogg has given hope where there was no hope. She has brought a new and exciting world to the homebound, wheelchaired victims of cerebral palsy. All things, both good and bad, have a beginning, and Jean Kellogg's record of service began with a baby. A baby broken in life's first big battle, the ordeal of birth. And she listened, as mothers must each year, to the doctor who said,
"Your baby may not live. He was terribly hurt. At best, he may be a hopeless cripple."
But medicine, after all, deals principally with facts. It cannot foresee the unforeseeable, the intangible courage of woman, the determination of a mother who will not be defeated. Jean Kellogg will only say today,
"Of course, it's been an uphill fight every step of the way, but there's something stronger than you are that won't let you give up."
And Jimmy?
"He goes to school, to a public school. Like other boys and girls, he's learning to play a musical instrument. It's surprising how much he knows about playing football. But if you'll just look out of the window, you'll see him. He's riding a bicycle."
And now, suppose we go back to that 110-page report on the Colorado Cerebral Palsy Society.
In July of 1946, parents of the children on the rolls of the cerebral palsy clinic at Children's Hospital were invited to the hospital to the end of forming a parents' group. From these beginnings, the Colorado Cerebral Palsy Society was formed.
You can see that the well-informed parent can be a major asset in the rehabilitation of the handicapped child. Of course, we're going to have your help Could we have an expression of your willingness to take on this job? Anyone have anything to say? Anyone? Mrs. Kellogg.
Well, it's really a wonderful idea. Certainly all of us should be able to give a day or an evening each month to this program. We all need assurance and guidance. We all know so little. I'll do anything that needs to be done.
One of the reasons why cerebral palsy has not received until very recently the same attention publicly as have other crippling conditions has been the very understandable attitude of many parents. It has been said that lack of information...
Family pride.
Yes? How do you do? I'm Jean Kellogg. Could I step inside and talk with you for a few minutes?
Just what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm representing the new parents group, which has just been organized through the Cerebral Palsy Clinic at Children's Hospital.
Yes, we've heard about it. We're not interested.
But... You see, we hope that through this organization we...
We understand all that, but I assure you we're quite capable of caring for our own child. We certainly don't need charity.
But it isn't charity. It isn't. We're
Mrs.
only...
Kellogg, I'm very busy. We do not feel that it is necessary to place our child on the public records of any organization for the crippled. Do I make myself clear?
There is no point in our discussing this any further. Our girl is 17 now. Her mother and I must do everything for her. She can't even feed herself. We've given up. There's no hope.
Hello?
Just calling to remind you of the meeting tomorrow evening. Did you get our notice in the mail?
We did. In the future, you can save the postage. We've told you before, we're much too busy.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'd hoped you or your husband could come. The speaker tomorrow evening...
I believe I told you we haven't the time. We're much too busy.
The history of parent participation in a planned program for the cerebral palsied is brief and at the same time exciting. A lifetime of achievement, to include the inevitable heartbreak, confusion, frustration, and error, has been packed into 4 years of tireless effort on the part of...
Yes, Jerry, aren't they funny?
Look at the children's faces, dear.
I know. I've been sitting here trying to think how it must seem to see a circus for the first time.
It's the most gratifying thing I've ever done. Oh, do look at Mary clapping her hands.
Oh, I'm so glad they could come, Mrs. Lambert.
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, I've arranged for us to take them out a side entrance.
Oh, good. It does embarrass them a little when people look at them, and the wheelchairs are hard to manage in a crowd.
You know, Dorothy Wade and I have an idea. We want to organize the teenagers and young adults into a little club of their own. They could have game nights and go places.
What a grand idea. Are they excited about it?
Oh, they certainly are. They want to call themselves the Gadabugs.
And that's what they're going to do, Mrs. Longton?
Yes, I think it's downright thrilling. Just imagine Gadabugs in wheelchairs and on crutches.
A summer camp for those children? Impossible. Those who can get around and help themselves, all well and good, but kids in wheelchairs can't go to camp. Put them in a fresh air rest home.
That's more or less the story of what we like to do. Of course, Chief Skinner, we realize we're going to need a lot more than just Camp Tahosa. We're going to need a lot of planning and program help.
I just wonder if you folks realize the job you're letting yourselves in for. Now, Camp Tahosa is a mighty good camp for Boy Scouts, but it's pretty rugged terrain for wheelchairs.
Well, if we were going to build a camp, we would pick a little different site. But you see, Chief, we're just beginning. We want a camp for just a week. We want to prove that it can be done.
Now, look, don't misunderstand me. I certainly admire your courage. The Boy Scouts will help in every way we can. Safety is going to be one of the big problems. Mrs. Kellogg... You said something about boating.
Yes, we know there's a beautiful lake at Tahosa. It would be such a thrill for those children.
It would, of course, but they're severely handicapped. Wouldn't it be wiser to skip boating? It could be dangerous.
Well, we'd want to make it safe if we did it. We thought we could put life jackets on every child.
Say, I think we can provide an extra safety factor for you. We'll arrange to have some Eagle Scouts up there to help you with the program. Those boys are all trained lifesavers. And we can put one in every canoe.
Oh, Chief Skinner, that's wonderful. You see, more than anything, we want these kids to go fishing.
Okay, young man, you're back in your wheelchair. Now let's move you and that fish of yours out of the way.
Mrs. Kellogg, we're ready for the next customer in this canoe.
That's me. Oh, that's me.
Yes, Barbara, it's your turn, all right. All set? Out of the wheelchair now. Into the canoe. There we go.
I'm going to catch a fish, too.
Hey, take it easy there, kid. Don't rock the boat. Is your life jacket on good?
She's all set. We'll give you a push. There you go, honey. Catch your fish now. Good luck.
I'll get one. Wait and see. I'll catch a fish.
So they went fishing.
Yes, Doctor. And every kid in camp caught a fish. But it was the other things they did. You know, they made real progress.
That's what I understand. Barbara and Reed learned to feed themselves.
Mm-hmm, and Lee's able to put his own clothes on now. And, oh, did they tell you how they helped with the housework? The kids in wheelchairs pushed brooms and dusted benches, and some of the others even made beds.
You know, Mrs. Kellogg, I think you folks have proved that camping can play a vital part in the lives of these young people. That wheelchair camping can be done.
Well, Mrs. Kellogg, at this point, we could go back to our survey. But perhaps you could tell us a little more about the educational program of the Society.
Well, the committee is the largest one we have, 26 members. But it needs to be that big. There's a lot to be done. Our biggest job is with the boys and girls who are severely handicapped.
I don't suppose they can go to school.
No, they're not even ready for such a specialized school as Betcher. Since 1946, when we started, better than half of our youngsters have been able to go on to other educational facilities.
Well, you said something about a workshop for older children.
They spend a day each week at the Globeville Community Center. We've discovered a lot of hidden abilities. Transportation is a big job, of course, but it does give us a chance to learn a lot. For instance...
Gee, Mrs. Kellogg, wish you'd come sooner. I wanted you to see the Christmas cards I'm making.
Well, I'm sorry, Kenny. I'll try to come earlier next time.
Oh, they're very pretty. I've been making placemats.
Yeah, and you should see them. They're just as good as any you'd buy.
That's what I want to talk to you about, Mrs. Kellogg. I want to start a business.
Well, I'm sure you can, Helen. Kenny's been doing very well with his home business. What do you want to do?
Well, there's gifts. I could make those. But how about greeting cards? Of course, I don't even know how to begin.
We have help, you know, Helen. Ruth Ross will be glad to give you the advice you need.
But the money. Can I get help from the Vivian Maxwell Fund just like Kenny did?
Of course you can, and that will give you a start. After that, you'll have to make your business pay.
Ah, don't worry about that. I'm a successful businessman.
No, that's really something. Kids in wheelchairs running businesses.
Well, of course, they have to have help, but it's such a victory for them. They've been doubly dependent. Dependent financially and dependent physically. They're so proud to be able to help.
Well, Mrs. Kellogg, you keep telling me about all the good things.
Because they're the things we want to remember. Cerebral palsy, you know, is a tragedy all in itself. But believe me, there are a lot of good things to remember. Jimmy never thought of himself as being different till he started school, and then I had to tell him. You know, Jim... Well, Jim, you're... Well, you'll find out you can't do all the things the other boys do at school. But you see, that's because some of your muscles are asleep. We're working all the time to wake them up. Every day we do those exercises, and every day we help... ¶¶
you see him yet, Bobby?
No. All the other kids have come by. He must have missed the bus.
Well, I guess I better call the school.
Hello. This is the grade school.
Miss Carter, this is Mrs. Kellogg. I hate to bother you, but Jimmy isn't home yet. He must have missed his bus. Would you mind looking out on the school grounds and see if he's there?
Oh, not at all. Just a moment. Oh, Mrs. Kellogg, he's just coming into the office now with another little boy.
Oh, thank goodness. I was beginning to worry.
Oh, just a minute. I'll ask him what happened. Mrs. Kellogg?
Well, yes, Miss Carter, what happened?
Well, I can't say that I understand it exactly, but perhaps you will. He said he's been very busy waking up a muscle. Billy, that's the other little boy, has taught him how to skip.
The hardest thing the mother of any handicapped child does is to put him on his own. The first impulse is protection. Yet we have to realize that there are a good many phases of growing up that, well, they just have to do it alone.
Well, you've done a swell job with Jimmy. But we know a lot of other things about you. You're about as busy as a woman can be, but when anybody in the neighborhood needs a helping hand, why you...
Hello.
Just checking up, George. I understand you fellas had a little accident.
Yeah, the car is pretty well smashed up, but we're okay.
The children weren't with you?
No, thank heaven. I'm all right. Beth got banged around a bit.
Oh, too bad. She in the hospital?
No, just some strained muscles. Shock. She'll be okay.
Look, George, I'll run on over. Maybe I can give you a hand.
Well, that's swell of you, Jean, but we'll manage.
Well, I've had a strained muscle or two myself. I'll bring over my heat lamp and give Beth a good old back rub.
Dorothy Smith, Johnny's just fallen out of his swing, and I'm afraid he's broken his arm.
I'll be right down. I'll bring the car. We can take him right over at the hospital. Dot, have you called the doctor?
No, I'll do that right now, but I thought I'd better call you first.
Hello?
This is Doug, Jean.
Well, hello, for goodness sakes. Are you in Denver?
Yeah, just got here. We brought Martha into the hospital in an ambulance.
Oh, is she hurt?
Well, I don't know yet how bad it's going to be, Jean. She's got polio.
I'm right over here, Doug.
Well, thanks for coming down to meet the train, Jean. How's my girl?
Well, she's going to be mighty glad to see her daddy.
But she's okay. Oh, it's been so hard for her mother and me not being able to see her. I just can't realize she's paralyzed.
Oh, you mustn't worry. She's cheerful and not a bit discouraged. Got all your bags?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go.
Take a bag, sir?
No, sir. Car's over here. I thought we could go right on out to the hospital. You see, Doug, Martha has a surprise for you.
You mean she can come home?
Almost that good. Her 10 months at the hospital are over, and, well, she can't go back to the farm yet because she has treatments twice a week. But at least she'll be out of the hospital.
Well, that is good news, but, hey, where can she go?
Oh, it's all set. She's coming to stay with us until she can really go home.
Oh, now, look here, You've got a small house and, well, I don't...
Oh, it's all set. Kelly and I are going to move to the basement. Martha's going to help answer the phone. We'll put a mattress right beside her bed and she can do the... There now, that's enough. You're getting pretty tired, Marty.
Yes, but I'm so much stronger.
I'll say you are. I certainly notice it working with you.
And I don't have to roll out of bed anymore. I can get out. Hey, Jean, look.
Martha, you're standing up alone without your crutches.
I walked without them. I walked all the way in here to the kitchen, just holding onto the furniture.
The doctor will see us now, Martha.
Okay. Now, Just give me a hand up and stand by.
Think you can make it now?
Sure. I'm going to show that doctor I'm well enough to go home. I'm going to walk right into his office.
Okay, darling. Let's go.
And Martha can really walk now?
Mm-hmm, yes, she's discarded the last of her braces. She's going to make it.
Well, I begin to see what you mean about the things you remember. There are a lot of good ones.
And the very best of these good things is one we of the Colorado Cerebral Palsy Society are privileged to relive each Christmas season. On Sunday, over 100 of us, boys and girls on crutches and wheelchairs, and the luckier ones who can walk, with their moms and dads will gather in the parish house at St. John's Cathedral. It will be the fifth time we've been together at Christmas. Oh, of course, Santa Claus will be there, fat and jolly, and there's always at least one little boy who will exclaim with delight,
"Oh, Mom, Santa Claus knows my name!"
There will be presents on the tree for every single child. And the tree, it will be a beautiful Christmas tree, shining with tinsel and ornaments. The lights will be very bright, but not half so glowing as the eyes around it, or the hearts. And they'll sing, of course, some of the old carols together, and there'll be a lot of us who will have a little trouble seeing their faces and the lights on the tree. That's a pretty good thing to remember.
Children pure and happy, pray to the blessed child, where misery cries out to thee, son of the mother mild, where charity stands watching and faith holds wide the door, the dark night wakes, the glory breaks, and Christmas comes once more.
Only a part of the story, but it seems to indicate that courage and faith haven't vanished from this old world of ours. In just a moment now, we'll meet Gene Kellogg personally, the big heart with a helping hand, a good neighbor. Now, a message from Bill Jones.
Thank you, Pete. Fred Ward has asked me to talk with you for a few moments about automobiles, 1951 Hudson automobiles, to be specific. Most of us are pretty car conscious now, with the future as uncertain as it seems to be. So if you're seriously thinking about buying a car, there's no time like the Christmas season to make your family happy. As of this week, Fred Ward or your Hudson dealer can give you immediate delivery on any of the Hudson 1951 series. Fred wanted me to make that clear. 1951 Hudsons. You want your car to be as new as the new year that is almost upon us. So you can take this as your open invitation to visit your Hudson dealer for a pleasant once-around-the-block test. That once around the block is all it will take to convince you that the 1951 Hudsons offer you most for your dollar in power, style, safety, economy, and luxury. So if you're interested in the size of your dollar and what it will do for you automobile-wise, please answer this invitation this week before you buy any car. Your Hudson dealer will be expecting you. Fred Ward Incorporated is just a block from the state capitol at 1300 Lincoln.
Now it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present to you Gene Kellogg, tonight's person of the big heart. How about it, Gene? Shall I include all those titles that you have?
No. It seems to me I've already received a lot more credit than I really deserve.
There are so many others who have done just as much and more than I have. I don't know just how much time there is, but I'm sure I could fill it up just mentioning names of the people who have helped in the Colorado Cerebral Palsy Society.
Well, that's wonderful of you to say that the way you say it. But tonight now we have a little time left, and we want to turn the tables as we usually do on this program. And if you'll just stand right there, and I have a long list of things. I don't know whether I'll ever get through them or not, but I'm going to start. First, the scroll that we give each week, which reads thusly: The Biggest Heart, Gene Kellogg, presented Friday, December 15th, 1950, on the Biggest Heart program, radio station KLZ. Great people carry big hearts, and it's signed Fred Ward. And we also have these things that they can bring them past as I go through the list here. An orchid from the Park Floral Company, 1643 Broadway. It's a beautiful. She's going to open the box here. Betty, will you do that? And a dozen red roses from Park Floral, 1643 Broadway. And I advise you to order your Christmas flowers soon. Clyde Jackson's here taking pictures so that you can have pictures for your mantle or wherever you want to put them, your scrapbook. Clyde Jackson runs the Jackson Photo Service and specializes in weddings and children's portraits. Good Hearts, the laundry with a heart. They want you to have a letter entitling you to $15 worth of fine laundry and dry cleaning, and that's the compliments of Harry Goodhart. Tony's Apple Cart. I have a big basket of fruit here for you, and they're located at 430 South Colorado Boulevard, and they have Christmas candies, nuts, fruits, and vegetables. It's a year-round fruit market, and it's open to 8 o'clock every night until Christmas. Tony's Apple Cart. I've got a long way to go here yet. The camera here. Bring the camera, will you? It's a Fed Flash camera. I think the boys will have a lot of fun with this for all your Christmas needs in photography. Be sure to stop to see S.O. Lindahl, Photo Sales, 1534 Court Place, that is. And they have complete stocks for amateurs and professionals. The Golden Lantern, they want you to come there for Sunday dinner sometime, or the holiday dinner. And they're at Broadway near 13th, Denver's favorite place to eat. How am I doing? Joe and Al Grano and Walt Blake. Grano and Blake, well, they have a letter which entitles you to some beautiful gift. If you'll take it down there, they'll take care of you. Grano and Blake, 1653 Welton in Denver. And a compact from Elgin American. It's an Elgin American bronze gold South Pacific compact. And Bill and Sam Zoll want you to have that. Zoll Jewelry Company. That's 1619 16th Street. And Fred Ward happened to find out that you wanted a chest of drawers for the boys. So at Davis and Shaw today, we found that. That will be delivered to you next week. And a Proctor electric blanket. That's the last thing. I'd like to give you a little selling. Do I have 30 seconds to sell her on an electric blanket? I don't think I have to. But I'd just like to tell you folks out there that these are the greatest things that you've ever slept beneath. And if you'd like to have a 30-day free trial in your own home, no obligation, just call Howard Pugh. That's P-U-G-H. He's the Proctor man, and he wants everyone to know how superior these blankets are. You can call him at Lakewood 774. It's in the phone book under Proctor. P-R-O-C-T-O-R. They have many exclusive features which you'll like. Oh, yes, I forgot one thing. You can have your photograph taken at 1521 Curtis, the United Photo. They want you to have a Christmas photo of you or the whole family. So I think that about does it, and I want to add my personal congratulations to you, Gene Kellogg. You're a good neighbor, and may there be more like you.
If you would like to suggest some big-hearted person for this show, The Biggest Heart, just write a letter to Fred Ward, KLZ, Denver. Letters will be judged on what the person with the big heart has done, so be as complete as possible. We wish to extend our thanks to the Community Chest for their permission to quote from the study of the Colorado Cerebral Palsy Society conducted by the Denver Area Welfare Council, Incorporated. And on behalf of Fred Ward, I want to thank the following companies: Park Floral, Jackson Photo Service, Goodhart Laundry, Tony's Apple Cart, S.O. Lindahl Photo Sales, Golden Lantern Restaurant, Grano and Blake, Zoll Jewelry Company, United Photo Studio, and Proctor Electric Company.